producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Penelope, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. I like the show. Thank you so much for all the help.
Well, my pleasure. How can I help you today?
I'm sorry, I'm speaking very low because I'm at work. It's about my mother-in-law. How can I answer her? Every time we get together, she with some relatives, she mentions that she will not babysit for my son. She's been saying this since before I had the baby. And I'm getting kind of tired. How do I respond to this?
Wait a minute. So your mother-in-law, how old is your mother-in-law?
I think she's 58.
Okay. And how old's your child?
It's going to be 10 months this week.
Okay. So she visits, yes?
No. She's are the ones that usually will take the baby over there.
Okay, but I mean, honey,
patients.
Well, but look, I don't think it says in the grandmother contract you have to babysit. I think it says...
No. I understand that. But why does she have to tell relatives every single time that she will not?
Well, I mean, look, she's probably feeling defensive about it, Penelope. I mean, and when that child gets a little older, she may very well be much more, she may be more the anti-mame rather than the Grandma Moses kind of mother-in-law and grandmother, that she's not crazy about babies. And it's not your baby, it's not you. It's just that she views herself, she's a relatively young woman, and she views herself as having a life. Does she have a job? Does she have a career?
Yeah, she does. But, you know, I understand that. Well, why does she have to announce it to every single relative every single time we get together?
Well, why?
I've never asked her for any help.
But I got it.
Comment.
Okay, so that's what you're feeling. You're feeling like somehow she's suggesting that you're asking her to babysit.
Well, that's what I think. That's what people are thinking.
I don't think it's what she's thinking. I think it sounds to me, to a certain extent, your mother-in-law may be a bit of a drama queen, and she's saying, "I'm not ready to be a grandmother. I want to be a young, sexy, hot mama, and I'm not babysit. You know, I'm not going to babysit." And I think she's setting out her turf. Of saying, you know, I'm not going to be like you women who have nothing better to do and go and, you know, take pictures of your grandchildren. I think it's much more about her than it is about you or the baby or even her son. That she's just saying that's not the
case. It's embarrassing, you know?
Why? Why? It doesn't say anything about you.
Yes, it does, because people are going to think that I'm, like, calling her or asking her for help all the time, and that's not even the case.
Why do you think that people would think that? First of all, if people are going to think anything, I think what they're going to think is, wow, you're not a very good grandmother, because most people are thrilled.
I know.
You know, most people are thrilled to be around their grandchildren, and their major complaint with their daughter-in-law is that she never lets me babysit. I think you're taking it much too personally, Sugar Plum. I really do. And what I would do if she's...
Honest.
What I would do, if she says it around you, I would just laugh and say, yeah, I think you're much more the anti-meme kind of grandma than the Grandma Moses. And that way you're not insulting her, you're giving her some kind of positive reinforcement, and maybe she'll stop. But I don't think it's, I really don't think anybody would think it's anything about you.
It's embarrassing.
Well, but it doesn't, it's still not clear why you'd think it was embarrassing. Do you ask your mom to babysit a lot?
No, never. And nobody. Nobody. I don't ask anybody.
Okay, so Penelope, is there a possibility that she's feeling that she wants to ask you, that she wants you to ask her to babysit? And she's saying that because that way it doesn't hurt her feelings because you haven't asked her?
But this is something that she started saying way before you even got pregnant.
I know. Do you have a good relationship with your mother-in-law?
I think so. Yeah, but... Good chat and stuff, yeah.
All right, I'll tell you what. If you have a good relationship with her, I'll tell you what. If you have a good relationship with her, I would take her out for lunch without the baby just the two of you having a girl lunch or a manicure, pedicure, or a massage, or, you know, shopping or something, movie, go see Gravity, and say, hey, listen, I just want to make sure that you know that you're always welcome to see Junior, but I'd never impose on you. And she'd say, well, I know that. And say, well, then I'm a little confused by your statement that you never would babysit. Because, you know, if you'd like to be asked, I would be delighted to have you do that. But there's certainly no problem about, you know, you not babysitting. So if you already have a good relationship with her, I take her out and just say, you know, I'm a little surprised by that comment. Because you're welcome to babysit if you'd like. And you certainly don't have to if you don't want to.
Okay.
All right, because okay. I think, but I wouldn't. I certainly wouldn't take it personally, and I wouldn't be embarrassed by it. But I think your curiosity is a legitimate issue. I'd ask her. When in doubt, ask.
Okay.
All right.
I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, kiddo.
And just
remember that you're Auntie Mame rather than Grandma Moses. All right, because that'll make her feel good rather than bad. Yeah, I mean, it really is that notion, thank goodness for Rosalind Russell, that we do have those two different models of how to be a grandmother. And I think when we get the boomer generation, of which I am a proud member, I think that there are more and more of us who are sort of the Auntie Mame rather than Grandma Moses, that, you know, that we, we're off gallivanting and sometimes multiple husbands. I've only had one, cut me some slack here. And we don't go gray. I told you the story about my grandmother had gorgeous white hair, really lovely, and she had my Auntie Ruthie, who had bright orange hair. I mean, it wasn't the least bit natural, and it was gorgeous and all curly and whatever. And I thought that there was at least, you know, 7 or 8 years difference. And when I found out there was three, it taught me everything I needed to know about gray hair, which is it's great on other people. Not going to happen anytime soon. And my mother has always colored her own hair, so it kind of looked like, you know, and she can't see it very well. So it was always like varying shades. She's now let it go completely gray, and it's lovely on her, but not going to happen, not anytime soon to her daughter. So what can I tell you? And I suppose we were talking about gratitude, and what reminded me... that every year in my family, we went around the table at first of all, we had two Thanksgivings because my mother's family and my father's family did not get along very well, which I didn't understand as a kid. I just thought it was very cool that we got two Thanksgivings. We had one on that Thursday, and then we had one on that Saturday or Sunday. And sometimes we had three, but we always had at least two because they didn't get along very well. And at every Thanksgiving, we would go around the table and say what we were grateful for. And we had to do it. And what I remember most vividly is one of my sisters who would be sobbing. She's if you think I'm sentimental, this sister is even worse than I am. And she goes, I'm so grateful. And she could never quite get it out because she was so overcome with emotion. And the idea is that one year she was grateful for Hoagie. Hoagie was our oversexed basset hound who had been used as a stud when he was about a year old, which apparently you don't do because it sort of imprints the dog in a way, so the dog is forever thinking of himself as a studly thing. So in case you're thinking about doing that, apparently you wait till the dog's a little older. The premature sex for dogs apparently is almost as destructive as premature sex for kids. Alrighty, 855-99-37569. So, and this was my sister. This was also my sister who could write a book about bathrooms she has known. I think, and when we were kids, when we went on vacations, Mom and Dad would just pile us in the station wagon because we didn't have any money and there were a lot of kids. And so I've been in every state of the United States. I've actually been in both Alaska and Hawaii, so I've been in all 50. But when there were only 48, I'd been in all 48 because my parents would just schlep us around. It was an inexpensive way of doing it. It's also part of the reason why I sit by a window because I get car sick very easily. Alrighty, 855-99 Dr. Joe. We've got theater coming up. We've got movies coming up. We've got the stupidest mistake you've ever made. And most importantly, we've got Roy coming up, who will be next. I'm going to start the next hour, or the next half hour, the next segment with Roy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The average family has 3 days of food in their pantry. Don't get caught with your pantry down this winter. Get 3 weeks of food free with your purchase of a 3-month supply of Go Foods now through November 30th. Call 800-648-9753 or order online at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Roy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, how are you, Dr. Joy?
Doing very well. I'm in the middle of a snowstorm, but other than that, I'm okay.
Yeah, same here. Well, I'm really glad that you had an opportunity to speak with me. I was calling because I was having, this issue with my wife.
Okay.
We've been married for about 3 years, and we have a child that's almost two.
Okay.
I guess like the situation that we have, the issue that I'm having or that we're having is as far as like her exercising. I exercise all the time. I'd say maybe like around three times a week or so, as much mm-hmm. as I possibly can. And, I know she's an incredible mother, takes care of the child, works and everything. But she frowns on, really kind of like frowns on exercising. And she often talks about she has, her breasts are sagging and her belly is flagging and things of that nature. And I think that it's taking a toll in the bedroom department.
Okay.
I'm not as turned on as I think that I should be, especially for us being married for only like going on our third year.
Yeah.
So I really hate the fact that I guess I come across as being shallow. I don't see myself cheating on her or being with another woman. However, there have been plenty of times that I guess like in my mind I've kind of like, fantasize.
All right, let me stop you for just a minute. So give me what the specific question is here.
I just want to figure out exactly how I should proceed.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let me tell you what you can't do.
Okay.
You can't think about getting her a gym membership for Christmas, and you can't think about buying her exercise stuff, because that's going to send a message to her that you don't like how she looks. And she lives in the same country that you live in, the land of the mirror, the land of plastic surgery and impossible Barbie doll figures. So she's probably not any happier about her body than you are, and perhaps less happy. So you sending her a message that says, I need for you to look different, is not a good idea. All right, number one. Number two, one of the jokes, which is not much fun, not very funny, about relationships is men marry women thinking they'll never change and women marry men thinking they'll change them. And they're probably both equally true and equally dangerous. So, she's had a kid. And she breastfed or not. You mentioned that she's working as well as taking care of your child, right?
Yes, yes.
All right, so what I would do rather than getting her a gym membership or getting her some, fancy spandex stuff, which is going to send her a very different message. It may be an accurate message, but it's not going to be a helpful message, is to say to her, when you work out, three times a week before you go to work, during the day, at night, when's the deal?
After. And the thing is, I do have to admit, I do have more of a flexible schedule because I teach and I would have Fridays, and I also have my own business that I operate, so it's pretty hectic, but I'm a bit more flexible. So,
all right, so here's what you're going to do. You're going to, what you're going to suggest as your New Year's resolution is that you're going to come home early 2 days a week. And I don't know how you're going to manage it, and I don't care. What does she work 9 to 5?
No. She works in a kind of pretty much a compressed work schedule, so there may be some days that she would work evenings, sometimes that she'd work nights, nights.
Okay.
So
what your New Year's resolution is going to be, the two of you are going to sit together on Saturday night or Sunday night and figure out what her schedule is for the week. And 2 days a week, you're going to accommodate her schedule. One of those days, you're going to come home and take care of the baby so that she can go and do anything she wants with that hour. Now, what you're going to hope greatly is that she'll take that hour to go and work out. But you cannot suggest that. You're just going to be home to take care of that baby 1 day a week. You guys can work out what time it is, whether you take an extra lunch hour, you sleep late in the morning, you get up an hour early, you come home an hour late. But this is your commitment because, first of all, you'll have a much better relationship with your kid. And number two, you're giving her some flexibility, and it can go, because it sounds like you have a lot of flexibility, and she has is a lot less. So one day a week, you're going to come and take care of that kid. And if you can't, for some reason you can't do it, it's your responsibility to get a babysitter and pay the babysitter for that couple of hours. And it doesn't have to be a half a day. And the second time during the week, the two of you are going to get a babysitter, which you're going to arrange, and the two of you are going to go do something together. Now, if you're really smart, what you're going to go to do together can, and she can determine it at half the time. You can determine it occasionally, which is maybe you go to the gym, maybe you go take a dance class together, maybe you go take a walk together. I would prefer that it not be focused on either sitting in a movie, which is, I mean, okay, but that's not going to get you any place that you want to get, and it's not very, you know, you guys don't, you can watch DVDs at home, you don't need to go to a movie, but something active and something that's not focused on food. So the first thing that you're saying is you're literally putting your time where your concern is, that you're making time available to her without saying, look, if you use this to exercise, it'll make us both feel better. You're just giving her the time, because the motivation to exercise has to come from her, not from you. All right, so that's number one, that you make time available for her, for herself, one day a week. And it, again, it only has to be a couple of hours, and for the two of you to go do something that's physical. It doesn't have to be blatantly athletic, but it shouldn't be sitting, and it shouldn't be eating. Uh-huh. All right? All right, so that's number one. Number two, that you mentioned, you know, that you're not going to be tempted to have an affair. I wouldn't even go there. I mean, that's almost an implied threat. But the idea being that that fantasy that you employ about other women sometimes, employ it about her. If you don't think she occasionally fantasizes about somebody else when the two of you are having sex, then you're a bit naive. I don't think the fantasy only tells us the discrepancy between what we have and what we want. And for you to, and if you need to remember her on your wedding night or when the two of you first met, I think the more fantasies you can have about her, the healthier it'll be. But the point is that I think as women in particular, but human beings in general, that we want to be loved for our inner beauty. As you get older and lose your hair, or get a paunch, or get those little irritating hairs that come out of your ears, you don't want her to start sort of salivating over Brad Pitt. Or whoever the next flavor of the month is going to be. That you want to feel that, and you don't want to feel that she only loves you because of your job or your income or anything. You want her to, the whole thing about marriage is it's a statement that says, this is not a temporary arrangement. This is not based only on who you are today. This is based on something that is likely to endure, which is your personality, your strengths, your integrity. And you need to do that too. Let me put you on hold, and we'll talk about this just a little bit more if we need to, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Absolutely. We're talking with Roy, who's got a relatively new marriage. It's only 3 years old. He's got a two-year-old, and he's got a wife who's not in as great shape as she once was. Roy has the time and energy and opportunity to work out, so he's in great shape, and he's got testosterone wandering around in his body, so he ain't going to put on weight in the same way that his wife's going to. And he's saying, all right, what do I do? And I said, well, what you don't do is get her a gym membership and spandex for Christmas, because you'll end up with no marriage. That all of us want to feel that we are loved for our inner self, not our paycheck or our flat tummies. And I think that what you need to do, Roy, is remind yourself when when she seems a little less physically attractive. And you know, I'm not trying to be Pollyanna. I mean, she's not any happier about her body than you are. I think by giving her an opportunity so that she has the time that you're donating to her, that she may sort of decide to, you know, to take up bicycle riding or do sit-ups or whatever. And taking care of a small child, as you know, is exhausting. And rather than saying that's what she should be doing, just give her the time and the place to do it. And when the two of you have your date night, to do things that aren't sedentary and highly caloric. In addition to that, sort of reminding yourself that the reason that you love this woman were the reasons that you married her 3 years ago, the reasons that the two of you couldn't keep your hands off each other. And the point about, you know, I was being somewhat facetious in quoting somebody last hour that was talking about love, and the idea is they said 3 months of ecstasy for a lifetime of misery. And to a certain extent, most intense human emotions are almost by definition short-lived, whether we're talking about anger or fear or love or hunger. And sort of understanding about that, about fear or about hunger, very helpful, or even about anger, that we can sort of understand if we can just divert ourselves for 20 minutes, that we probably don't need to eat that donut. If we can do what our mom told us to do, which is count to 10 slowly, that we're probably not going to want to put our fist through a wall. That if we can remind ourselves that the plane probably isn't going to crash, and that people pay a huge amount of money on roller coaster rides to have the same sensation, then we can probably keep the adrenaline from making us jump out of our own skin. So those are all ways of reminding ourselves that those negative emotions are going to be short-lived. The problem is that the intensity of what we call love, which is probably mostly lust with a little bit of fear mixed in, is probably short-lived as well. So if we, but yet most of us at some point in our lives, and maybe at multiple points in our lives, decide that we really want longer than that 3 month commitment, that we want to have a life with someone, we want to share our experiences with people, we want someone to bear witness on our life, and therefore we're going to have to make an intellectual as well as an emotional decision that we're going to substitute a longer term, perhaps less intense emotion, for the intense emotion which is hormonally based. And whether it lasts 3 months or 3 years, that most of us want a relationship that's going to last longer than 3 months or 3 years. And therefore, sooner or later, there has to be that transition from the, wow, I can't keep my hands off this person, to that we enjoy cuddling with each other, that we can turn each other on because we know each other's bodies so well, that we share experiences, that we feel like we're communing, that we're using sex as a way of feeling close to one another and sharing our lives, as opposed to just turning each other on so that we feel like our heads are going to explode. And I think to a certain extent, you know, I hope I'm not sounding like your great aunt Matilda, that if we can't make that transition, then we're going to be doomed to either sexless relationships or serial relationships, neither of which are going to make most of us very happy. So it really does, you know, being a lover is the world's easiest job description. Even for a man, all you have to do is have an erection, right? And for a woman, all you have to do is, to a certain extent, be, you know, either passive or something. I mean, women have less of a responsibility just because that's so obvious. But being a spouse is probably one of the more complicated, intense experiences, because you can't count on just that hormonal response. You can't count just on lust. You can't count on the short term. And you're living with somebody, so you know them, you know their good news, their bad news. And so there has to be that sense of evaluation. I'm trying to think about a metaphor. Yogurt, okay? Most people, when they taste yogurt for the first time, are not crazy about it because it's a bit sour. And it's not, you know, and I'm not talking about the stuff that's got so much sugar in it, you know, with all the fake fruit in it, you know, the stuff in the fruits on the bottom. I'm talking about yogurt. And what for people who end up eating yogurt a lot, what they do is somehow get their taste buds acclimated to the idea that it's a bit sour, it's not very sweet, but it's really good for you. And so what you do maybe the first couple times, and this is a terrible metaphor as I think about it, but that you understand that you're doing it, it's not that you're doing it by holding your nose. I was going to give you another metaphor, but it's even worse. But at some point, and what you realize is that you now really like the taste of yogurt. And not only do you like the taste of yogurt, but the sweet stuff doesn't taste good to you at all. There's probably better metaphors, but you get the point. And I'm not suggesting that marriage is yogurt, that, you know, that it's good for you. I'm suggesting at some point that we understand that we look at our spouse. And there's going to be some, gravity is not our friend. But our spouse is going to look at us and see that gravity is not our friend either. So that either we sort of decide that we only care about the external, or that somehow the external becomes interesting to us, and we can remind ourselves of who we wanted to be. But when you look at her little bit flabby stomach, and you think about the child that you got out of that little flabby tummy, and how cuddly she is because of that, and what a great cook she is, and the reason that she had that baby was at some point you couldn't keep your hands off of her, that may move you into a sexual area that maybe isn't quite as intense, or maybe it is. But I think that that's the job of a spouse, is not to overlook or ignore or deny as much as to accept and celebrate who that person is and who they are becoming and who we are becoming at the same time. And to a certain extent, I think men have both an easier and a harder time. They have an easier time because it's much easier for them to keep their muscle mass because they've got testosterone. You guys burn calories better than we do. But on the other hand, you're going to lose your hair. You're going to lose your erections. You're going to get flabby. Your heart is going to be less substantial than ours, and you're at great risk all the time of losing your job. So, you know, there's a trade-off. As women, I think that it's not, and I know a lot of men feel, well, if she loved me, she'd keep herself in better shape. But that's like, if he loved me, he'd talk more. It's just a misunderstanding of who the other person is. And I think the two of you need to have date nights. If your sex life needs a bit more experimentation, then figure out how to present that to her in an interesting way. Not by saying, well, you know, I don't want to have an affair, because that's just a threat. That's blackmail, and that's not going to work at all. But to know, if I said to you, I'll give you $1 million if you can tell me 3 ways to turn your wife on, hopefully you could get that $1 million. And if you don't, you should. If I said to her, give me 3 ways you can turn Roy on, she should know that as well. Because that's how we morph from being lovers and being high school sweethearts and being turnips, you know, basically, to being adults and to being spouses and to sharing a life with one another.
Okay.
All right?
That sounds great. And I'm definitely going to take your advice. I'm sorry, just one more quick thing.
Absolutely.
I just wanted to add to it. My adorable daughter, she sleeps with us in bed.
I knew you were going to say that.
No.
That's what you're gonna make a deal with your wife that says, I will do whatever you want. I'm gonna 2 days a week. I'm gonna come home early and take care of the kid. Kid can't sleep in our bed anymore. Because she's never going to have any brothers and sisters. We're not going to have a sex life. It's not healthy for the kid. You know, we can get a baby monitor. We can get a nightlight. We can get an electric blanket. Kid can't sleep with us anymore.
Okay.
And you can tell her I said so. I knew you were going to tell me that. I was just about to say, tell me that kid isn't sleeping with you. And I knew she was. And that's
right
disastrous.
Down in the middle of us. Yeah.
That's disastrous. It's bad for the marriage. It means she's doomed to be an only child. And think, we live in a country that values privacy and independence. And what you're teaching your child is neither.
Uh-huh.
You got to stop that. And she's going to raise hell. The kid.
Yeah.
Hopefully your wife won't, but she's going to raise hell. She's going to stand outside that door. I do not believe in locking kids in. I do believe in locking adults in. You're going to have to get a lock because she's probably old enough to open that door. And you're going to give her gold stars when she doesn't do it, and she gets to pick out a teddy bear, and this is going to be Santa Claus is going to help her. Get that kid out of your bed now.
Understand.
All right. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tab or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Herald Square. Tell all the folks on 42nd Street that I will soon be there.
All right, James, that was really good of you because I told you you didn't have to get Liza out of bed today, that I would just let you sort of, I would sing it or something. So thank you for that. All right, I got three plays to review for you. One of them I'm a little reluctant to review just because one of my policies is if I hate something, to just keep my mouth shut about it. But I actually, I said that once in the air, and one of my listeners called up and said, that's not fair. That if you review, you have to tell us not only what to see, but you have to tell us what to avoid. And so, you know, it feels a little uncomfortable to realize that someone could get up in the morning and hear my review of saying that they were lousy. But I think it's a fair criticism that I'm just going to have to put on my big girl pants and understand that if I'm going to review stuff, I have to tell you what to avoid. And, all right, so let me get the difficult stuff out of the way first. And this is a theater where I actually performed in something, so it's near and dear to my heart. And I've been to things like this before, which are interactive. There's one that's a bingo game. There's one that makes a turkey or something and you eat afterwards. This one is an auction, and there have been auctions before, but this one just seems so amateurish that it was really difficult. So, you know, let me just tell you, I maybe other people liked it. I just thought that it needed, let me give you, you can hear I have a hard time bad-mouthing stuff. A bunch of years ago, I got a call from Rice, which is where I went to school, and they said, we're doing a reunion. We want you to be in charge of the entertainment. So I called up, I was president of my college, and I called up the other five colleges and said, okay, guys, we're going to put on a review. You know, we're going to do an entertainment. And they said, well, we're just going to wing it. And I said, no, we're not. That I wing things in theory. I make my living not having any idea what's coming, you know, what the question is going to be, but we are not going to wing it. That's a way, it's insulting that people have to watch it, that, you know, that we're going to practice. We're not going to practice for months, but we're going to practice. These people should have practiced. All right, so the one that it's at St. Luke's Theater, going once, laughing twice, needs more practice. Not a bad idea, but needs more practice. All right, the second thing, which I wasn't crazy about, I'm kind of mixed about it, and I'll tell you what it is. It's called The River. It's at Circle in the Square, and it has Kush Jumbo in it, Laura Dunley in it, neither of whom I'd heard from before, and, of course, this obscure person that I'm sure you've never heard of before, Hugh Jackman. Yes, that Hugh Jackman. He comes out on stage, and it's like a rock star has just walked on stage. I mean, he gets nearly a standing ovation. The play is a fragile little thing called The River. It is perhaps one of the most discouraging looks at male-female relationships that I've ever seen. Both the women are really good. Kush Jumbo, I thought, was better than Laura Dunley, but they were both very good. With Hugh Jackman, I mean, it's not that... I think people have said, well, he's just phoning it in. I don't think it's that as much as there's just not much of the part there. The idea is that this man has a cabin by the woods in the river, and that this is, he brings women there. And I think the metaphor is that, you know, that our lives or our relationships are kind of a river that flows, and women are interchangeable. But it was the women interchangeable that was really troublesome. All right, so didn't love the play. I thought the women were both pretty good. Hugh Jackman is eye candy, but it's not his part. I don't know why he took the part to begin with. However, at this time of year, Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS raises money. It's one of the two times a year they do it. So at the end of the play, which is just about an hour and a half, Hugh Jackman comes out. And this is the Hugh Jackman we know and love. He comes out. He's sexy. He's flirtatious. He's adorable. He frolics with his castmates. And what he did was he auctioned off the T-shirt he was wearing. In about less than 15 minutes, Hugh Jackman raised $10,000 for that T-shirt. Somebody else had bid $9,500, and he, of course, got them to come up to the $10,000 because there are two T-shirts. He also had a towel because he gets his hair wet at one point. And a woman says, I'll give you $3,000 for the towel. So in about probably less than 15 minutes, Hugh Jackman raised $23,000. This is so, for the play, I'd probably give it 2 stars. For the auction afterward, I would definitely give it 4. So if you're going to see this play, go see it while they're the Broadway Cares Equity, Broadway Cares Equity AIDS thing. because Hugh Jackman is adorable when he's being himself. And he is eye candy. The play is so-so. All right, pick of the week. Finally, something to be positive about. This is called By the Water. It's at Manhattan Theater Club in the on Stage 2, which is the lesser of the two. And in a year where there are a huge number of Broadway stars and big name, we've got Glenn Close coming, we've got Ewan McGregor, we've got Cynthia Nixon, we've got Hugh Jackman. Who else have we had? We had James Franco, and this is a big year for big names. This has got no names. There was only one cast member that I even recognized whose face before. But this is terrific theater. And it's kind of why you go to the theater, as far as I'm concerned. It's called By the Water, and it takes place right in 2012, right after Sandy. And the idea is the Murphys are Marty and Mary have come back to see the ruin of their house on Staten Island. And Mary is kind of the traditional wife, in that she adores Marty, who clearly loves the ground she walks on, but she basically does whatever he wants. Marty has had somewhat of a checkered past, which you will find out in the theater. They have two kids together, Sal and Brian. Sal is kind of the white sheep of the family, but somewhat estranged, lives in New York with his new wife. Mary keeps bugging him about having kids. Brian, it turns out, has a more checkered history, much more like his father, and he seems to be his father's favorite. In addition, we have the best friends, which are Phil and Andrea, and the plot is that Marty's trying to hang on to the house. Everybody else in Staten Island is trying to have a town meeting and have the government pay them off to leave their houses and not rebuild, because the same thing is going to happen again. And Marty decides that with hell and high water, literally, he's going to do whatever it takes to hang on to that house. This is a story about love and loyalty and family and bravery and tradition and stubbornness. It's very well written. It's an hour and a half. It's a terrific cast. Nobody there, with one minor exception, is ever going to be cast in Hollywood. But it's great theater. You believe these people. You care about these people. It's blue-collar theater at its very best. So go see By the Water at Manhattan Theater Club. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.